a season ago and hit 40% of her three-pointers. Obviously, she'll be the leader, so to speak, on this team.
Yeah, and she's going to have to take more of a leadership role, and that's something that, you know, was vacated by Kelly Shuck last year. Kelly has played a lot of basketball, and, you know, she wasn't the best athlete, but she was a really smart athlete, and she had great court sense and really understood the game, was a great passer, and knew when she could take advantage of people, and she just did a great job running the floor for us. So that's something that somebody has to step up, and hopefully that person's Janessa, that can see the floor and kind of see what's going on and take what's there and make sure we get set up, make sure we run plays when we need to, and try to keep everybody else focused and motivated. So that's going to be another key spot that we have to try and fill. And then our wings, we've got several players that can rotate through the wings, but the five and the one are the two key spots for us this year.
She is the only really true returning starter from a season ago, but like we mentioned, we've been mentioning a lot of names out there. Some of these girls have a lot of varsity experience, just not a whole bunch to start the season.
Yeah, and they maybe wouldn't have, but last year was the year of injuries where we lost four players at different times and had some people that were out, so we had to go to the bench and go deeper to the bench, and, you know, that's where they got some of their experience. And Emily actually worked her way up, and then she was injured as well. So she missed about half the season with an elbow injury, and so she's eager to get back out there and play again. And so they do have a lot of experience, and they've played a lot, and they're sophomores. And that's part of what we'll have to deal with, the fact that they're sophomores. You know, this first, at least through December, we'll deal with the fact that they're sophomores. When January rolls around, we won't need to tolerate that as much because, you know, everybody's got to play a little bit better once January gets by.
Are you happy with the preseason workouts?
Yeah, we are. We're eager for a game because we need to play against somebody else and see where we are. You know, we have a lot of those girls that are about the same, and it's hard to tell who's playing better at particular times. Some have better skills in certain areas, and so it's time for us to try and figure out a rotation and try and see, you know, what happens when we get up against somebody else and what happens when they play somebody that's maybe a little bit taller, and some of these other situations we have to figure out, you know, who can stick with a game plan and know if we're forcing left or if we're sagging or if we're doubling or what. You know, we have to see who's going to be able to do those things when we match up with some other teams and try to implement a game plan and see how it goes in a game situation. So we have a lot to figure out.
All right, obviously a tough one here tonight with Holdridge. We'll come back and talk about the Dusters when our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker, the Lady Patriots getting set to take the floor here tonight against Holdridge. Coach, this is a team that's drawn some attention throughout the state in the preseason rankings from the Omaha World Herald and also the Lincoln Journal Star. This is a team that was 17-7 a year ago, qualified for the state tournament. Like I said, they have a ton of experience coming back, so this will be a tough one.
Yeah, it will. You know, and whenever you talk about Holdridge for the last 3 years or 4 years, you're talking about Paige Hasty, their all-stater that's back. And, yeah, she's only 5'10", and against some of the other Class B schools, that isn't very big. But she just is really skilled and uses her body well, and she's a real smart player and can pin people and, you know, doesn't get in foul trouble, can go right, can go left. Just really a skilled player that they can always rely on. And last year they were a little bit young at the guard position, and we had more experience at the guard position. And second half, we were up by 12 points or so, and they just basically decided they were going to go through Paige, and they got it back to within about 6 points. And luckily, we had enough free throws to hold on and win last year. And now it's kind of turned the other way this year, where they've got the experience, they've got the guards back, and they're healthy. And so I think they were a very different team by the end of the year compared to the one that we played early, as everybody is. But they really improved and really did a great job against Lexington, getting down to the state tournament in that Class B final. So they're a tough team. They have experience. They're going to be bigger than we are, as most people are going to be, and they're very athletic. They're very smart, pass well. So hopefully we can get out and run up and down the floor, and maybe we have as much or more depth than they do.
Obviously, the key tonight is at least slowing down Paige Hasty. How do we do that?
Well, I'm open for suggestions if you you know, we just have to really work hard and not really give her one particular thing and try to switch our defense a little bit, not always play behind, not always play in front, not always play, you know, three quarters around. We just have to change that up and keep moving and see if we can't catch them on a pass when they, you know, when we're in transition and you know, just make her work as hard as we can. We'll probably try and double down with some guards a little bit if we can get there, and that'll kind of depend on how well they shoot outside, but she's definitely somebody that we'll focus on. She scored 28 against us last year and over 20 against us the year before. So as far as we know, their offense really goes through her, and she can kick out and she can shoot the three. So we just have to do everything we can. And, you know, we'll try and go by committee and try and put as much pressure on her as we can.
Might be a simple case of maybe trying to stop the other four and let her score her 28 points and maybe shut down the other four, huh?
Well, yeah, we've kind of talked about that too, but you kind of have to be careful because she might score 40. So, you know, you really have to be careful with that. I mean, we still have to focus on her and you know, not put her on the free throw line and not give her 3 points, you know, 3-point opportunities, and just make her earn as much as we can. But you are right that you also have to make everybody else, you know, limit them. And that's one thing we were able to do last year is we held their guards to 16 points and she had 28. So, you know, if we can hold their bench down and their guards down and you know, maybe let her get in the 20s, you know, we should be in the game.
Okay, good luck today.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Play-by-play description is coming up next. It's Adams Central and Holdridge tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Welcome to high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We get our first look at the Adams Central Patriots as they begin their 2010-2011 season here tonight. Holdridge Dusters will be the opposition. AC and Holdridge in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here tonight at the Patriot Gym. The girls' game is up first. Adams Central coached by Tim Marker, now in his sixth season as the head man at AC. Adams Central finished 14-9 a season ago. They've got some holes to fill like every high school basketball team. In particular, Jalinda Hodson. We talked about the status of that position during the pregame show, but Janessa Boland is back for AC. She'll be the lone starter returning for the 2010-2011 season. A year ago, Boland averaged 9 points and hit 40% of her three-pointers throughout the season. But they're facing a team tonight that's got pretty good tradition. This is a Holdridge bunch that went to the state tournament a season ago. They lost to Seward in the opening round of the state tourney. They're gunning for their seventh straight district championship here this season. And they've got an all-stater on the roster, and that's Paige Hasty. Hasty averaged 15 points and grabbed 6 rebounds per game a season ago. So we're set to go. This is the season opener for the Adams Central Patriots. Likewise, the season opener for Holdridge here tonight. Dusters shooting to our basket to our left. They'll be in their visiting uniforms, their purple uniforms trimmed and lettered in the gold. Adams Central just in their white uniforms trimmed and lettered in the red. As we get set to go, just in time as we join the action here at the Patriot Gym. Holdridge controls the opening tip. Adams Central going to play a lot of man-to-man defense in this basketball game tonight. Here's Hasty from the corner. His shot is up and in. a three-pointer by Paige Hasty to get things started, and that's the girl that Tim Marker said we absolutely got to control in this basketball game tonight. Hasty hits a jumper from the deep left corner to get things started for Holdridge, and it's 3-0. Dusters have the advantage. Now Adams Central has the ball tipped out of bounds here on the near sideline, and the Patriots will play things in right in front of the Holdridge bench. Holdridge will be playing a man-to-man defense here to start off the ball game. Here's Janessa Boland, comes across the top to Jessica Lindblad. Both of those players returning from a season ago. Lindblad, not a full-time starter, but saw a lot of playing time. Driving for the hole, here's a shot by Gotch. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Carlson for the Holdridge Dusters. Holdridge comes back quickly into the forecourt. They go over to Chelsea Morton. Now back inside, Paige Hasty. Her shot is up and in. Hasty already with 5 points in the basketball game, and Holdridge has got a 5-0 lead over Adams Central. Last year, Hasty had 9 points at halftime, and then Holdridge really committed to her in the second half. She ended up scoring 28 points against the Patriots a season ago. Adams Central already down 5-0 here in the ball game. Emily Boniface has got the ball for AC, gets away with a traveling, sends it inside. Here's a shot taken right in front of the basket by Boland. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Holdridge, back the other way. Here come the Dusters with the ball. Stoltz has got it. Stoltz now to Morton to the elbow, left side. A shot by Hasty, no good. Offensive rebound, Hay. First shot, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up and in. Kayla Carlson gets the field goal there for Holdridge. The Dusters had 3 shots to the bucket right there. And it's 7-0. Holdridge is out on top. And now Holdridge gets the turnover. Adams Central turns it over here, trying to bring the ball off the floor. Now we got a personal foul called. So the Dusters, who are ranked in the Lincoln Journal Star preseason, top 10 in Class B, ranked number 5 in the preseason, is flexing their muscles early here. 7-0 is the score. Pfeiffer picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Here's Hasty. Now she's going to be double-teamed. He sends the ball back out on the wing on the right side. The ball tapped away. It is loose, and it's finally going to be picked up here by Adams Central. Pfeiffer has got it. She drives the ball down the floor, loses control of the ball. Second turnover on AC. Now Holdridge trying to come up with it. It goes to the far sideline. It can't do it. Follow the bouncing ball here as Jessica Lindblad finally grabs it out near the 10-second line for AC. We're 2 minutes into the ball game. 7-0 is the score. Adams Central trailing in the contest. Here's a shot from the left side. Put up there, no good by Cheyenne Gotch. It's one shot and out for the Patriots. Long pass down to four is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Pfeiffer. She takes that one away from Hastings. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. AC picks it back up. The other 10-second line. Boy, AC struggling to get into their offense here in this first couple of minutes of the ball game. And now we got a traveling violation called on Adams Central. So the Patriots have turned the ball over 4 times already. And Tim Marker says he's seen enough out of the starting group. He's going to send in 5 more players into the ball game here. 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. Holdridge out on top of Adams Central by the score of 7-0. Paige Hasty, the All-Stater, comes up with 5 points in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Kayla Carlson got the other field goal. And now Adams Central will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. So Adams Central will play things in, trailing 7-0 early in the contest. They get things in to Niemeyer. Her shot for the baseline is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Whitney Wagner for the Holdridge Dusters. Holdridge comes back quickly with the ball, angling into the lane. Here's a bounce pass down in the corner, mishandled by Morton. She picks it back up, now to Wagner. Comes across the top to try to pound it down low again to Hasty, and it goes off of her fingertips out of bounds. So Holdridge turns the ball over. Adams Central inbound the ball here in backcourt. This is Bailey Parr, who's into the ball game now to Anna Queen. Here come the Patriots on the offensive attack. Bernasek has got it now. Sydney Bernasek for Adams Central. On the wing, has the ball tipped away. It's picked up by Holdridge, and a foul is going to be called. Already 5 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Bernasek for Adams Central. That's going to be your first. Second team foul on the Patriots. 5:11 to play here in the first quarter. Girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Girls boys basketball doubleheader for us. There's Lauren Hafe with the ball. Goes over on the right side to Miranda Karn. Out of the elbow, the Wagner. Sends it down in the corners. They get the ball now into the hands of Lauren Hafe as he dribbles up to the elbow, left side of the lane, across that free throw line, and has the ball tipped out of bounds here on the near sideline. So Holdridge will play things in. Ball tapped out of bounds there by the Adams Central defense. Kayla Carlson comes back into the ball game now for Holdridge. The Dusters will play things in. Erica Stoltz will get it out near the 10-second line to Miranda Karn. Karn comes over here on the left wing to Wagner, down in the corner now to Lauren Hafe. Dribbles up to the elbow, left side of the lane. Gets it to the top of the key to Stoltz. Takes it to the free throw line. The ball tapped around, and a jump ball is called. Stoltz trying to pound the ball down the lane there. Lost control of it right at the free throw line. A jump ball is called, but the arrow pointing in favor of the Dusters, so we'll stay right here. And Holdridge will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Erica Stoltz will inbound the ball for the Dusters. Down in the corner now to Lauren Hafe. Circles around, takes it to the elbow, kicks it back out here to Miranda Karn. Karn dribbles into the paint. Running scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Adams Central. Bernasek has got the ball for the Patriots. Now to Anna Queen. Queen dribbles out in the corner on the right side. Here's a pass on the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Stoltz as he drives the length of the floor. Shot good, and she's fouled. Erica Stoltz grabs the ball, intercepts it for Holdridge, drives the length of the floor, and scores. It is now a 9-0 ball game, and she'll go to the free throw line trying to make this a three-point play. So not a good start here for Adams Central. We're almost halfway through the opening quarter, and the Dusters have built a 9-0 lead over AC. Last personal foul went on Bernasek. That's going to be her second and the third team foul on the Patriots. Now Tim Marker goes back to the bench here. Get that original five back in there. With the lead now at 9 points for Holdridge. Going to the line will be Erica Stoltz. She averaged 6 points per ball game a season ago for the Dusters, and her shot is up there. It's good. She's already got 3 points here. Holdridge is a team a season ago averaged 52 points per ball game on offense. They give up 40.6 defensively. Made it all the way to the state tournament before losing out to the eventual state champions, the Seward, in Class B. There's a shot taken by Pfeiffer off of the short baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Holdridge. Here come the Dusters. Carlson gets it back out on the wing to Miranda Karn. They're working around the three-point arc now. Over on the right side, that Stoltz dribbles inside, puts up a little 10-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer gets the ball into the hands of Janessa Bullen as she hustles into the forecourt. Feeds on the left side. There's a shot taken by Cheyenne Gotts. It's going to be no good. Rebound Pfeiffer. She forces up a shot, and she's fouling the play. So Adams Central getting the second shot there, but a personal foul is called on Whitney Wagner of Holdridge. That's going to be her first. And the first team foul in the Dusters. 3:41 to play here in the first quarter. 10-0. Holdridge has got the lead over Adams Central. Patriots trying to get on the scoreboard here. Pfeiffer to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. By the way, the Hastings College women's soccer team beat Baker University out of Kansas today in the NAIA semifinals. Down in Decatur, Alabama, Hastings will play for the national championship tomorrow at 5 o'clock against either Azusa Pacific or Lee College out of Tennessee. Second shot by Pfeiffer is good, so Adams Central finally on the scoreboard. It's 10-1. Here's Holdridge pounding the ball inside again to Hasty. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound, followed shot by Chelsea Morton is up and in. Hasty misses one there, but Morton gets the offensive board in the putback. And it's now a 12-1 ball game in favor of Holdridge. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. A personal foul is going to go in backcourt here against Holdridge. It's going to go on Erica Stoltz. That's going to be her first second team foul on the Dusters, so Adams Central will play things in. Patriots looking for some offense early. 3:25 to play. It's already 12-1 in favor of Holdridge. There's a Pfeiffer with the ball. They get it to Cheyenne Gotch. Over here now to a Brianna Shuck, who's into the ball game. Comes out to Janessa Bullen. The ball got away, but she picks it up out near the midcourt stripe to Cheyenne Gotch. Still a man-to-man defense here for Holdridge. Over to a Janessa Bullen. Dribble penetration. Dumps the ball down low. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is called. Brianna Shuck worked herself loose down there on the baseline. They got her the ball, but she could not finish. But she goes to the free throw line now. She was hacked on the arm here by the Dusters. Shuck has not scored yet in the ball game. As she will toe the mark here. That's a second personal foul called on Erica Stoltz. The shot is up there. It's going to be good by Shuck. So Adams Central has got a couple of points on the scoreboard, booked from the free throw line. And it is now a 12-2 ball game. Now Holdridge head coach Trent Benjamin goes to the bench. Several players seeing action here in the first quarter for both teams. 12-2 the score. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play in this first quarter. Next shot is up there. It's good. Brianna Shuck hits a couple of free throws. And it is now a 12-3 ball game. 12-3 Adams Central trailing in the contest. Patriots now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Lauren Hafe has got the ball here for Holdridge. Hafe on the dribble brings it across the midcourt. Stripe now trips and she falls down. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called an AC. Abe Jesse, she crosses the 10-second line, falls to the turf there, falls to the hardwood. Janessa Bolin picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Holdridge playing it in off of the far side. Lauren Hafe has got it. Hafe dribbling with the ball, brings it to the near side, and now we got a another whistle, and another foul. It's going to go on AC. Personal will go on Cheyenne Gotch. That's going to be her first. That's already team foul number five on the Adams Central Patriots here in the first quarter. We're down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Lauren Hafe has got the ball now for Holdridge. Circles around on the three-point circle. Feeds over there on the right side. Now they take it down on the baseline. There's Hasty again. Hasty brings it back out on the wing. On the right side is Holdridge working against this Adams Central defense early. 12-3. Holdridge out on top. Here's Hasty again right underneath the basket, and she's going to be tied up. Nope, it's a foul. Just as Hasty touches the ball there, Adams Central collapses down on her. They had a double team, and a personal foul is going to be called here on AC. Non-shooting situation. Again, it occurred before the shot. The foul is going to go on Jessica Lindblad. That's going to be her first. Sixth team foul already on the Patriots. So the next foul already put Holdridge to the free throw line with a 1-1. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good from the far side. That's Juliana Burr who's into the ball game now for Holdridge. There's a bounce pass back inside. A hastier shot is up there. That one won't go. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central basketball. So Adams Central play things in. Juliana Burr, who's into the ball game now for Holdridge, just a freshman, 5'6". Adams Central trailing here in the ball game by a score of 12-3. Patriots now working here in backcourt against the pressure from Holdridge. Breaking it easily for AC is going to be Cheyenne Gotch. She takes it down the right side of the lane, throws up a little 12-footer. It's good. Cheyenne Gotch gets the field goal for AC. The Patriots are back within 7 points. Back the other way, a shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton gets behind the AC defense and scores easily there for Holdridge. She's now got 4 points in the basketball game. 14-5 is the score. Holdridge has led this baby from the opening tap. In fact, the Dusters scored the first 10 points in the basketball game. Now the Patriots turn it over again. Adams Central again turns it over, trying to set up on their offensive end. I've got them with 7 turnovers already. Tim Marker again, 5 players in, 5 players out. Holdridge will play things in, 1:42 to play. Dusters with all 5 players back here in backcourt. They get it in out near the midcourt stripe. Grabbing the ball there is Miranda Karn for the Dusters. Over to Whitney Wagner. They work it around to 3-point circle down in the corner now to Lauren Hafe. Hafe dribbling with the ball, takes it to the elbow, hands it away now to Whitney Wagner down the right side of the lane, stops, goes inside the free throw circle. There's a shot that, by Hafe that's going to be no good. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. Very sloppily played first quarter here between Holdridge and Adams Central, as you might expect in the opening game of the season. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Holdridge. It's going to go on Whitney Wagner. That's going to be the second foul on Wagner. So it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Holdridge wants to send some more subs into the ballgame. 1:23 to play. Kayla Carlson comes into the contest now for Wagner. 1:23 to play here in the first quarter. High school basketball action here tonight from the Patriot Gym. Girls, boys, basketball doubleheader. Adams Central is the only team out of Hastings playing tonight. Everybody else has the night off. Here's a pass down the right sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. So Adams Central, again, they got more points or more turnovers in the ball game than points right now here in the first quarter. 14-5 is the score. 1:23 to play. It's going to be Miranda Karn inbounding the ball here for the Dusters. They'll get it to the left side of the lane to Chelsea Morton. Circles around. Takes it to the right wing. Now to Hafe. Down in the corner of the right side to get it to Carlson. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Hasty inside. The ball is intercepted. Second turnover there on the Holdridge Dusters. And now Hastings Adams Central has got the ball back the other way. This is Anna Queen who's into the ball game again for AC. Comes out between the circles as Adams Central works against this man-to-man defense. There's a Niemeyer with the ball. She takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Sydney Niemeyer scores there for Adams Central. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Long pass down to floor. Chelsea Morton has got it down for Holdridge. Back to a 14-7 ball game. Holdridge has doubled the score on the Patriots here in this first quarter. On the wing on the left side is Carlson. Her pass out on top is going to be deflected into the backcourt. Scramble is on it. It's finally picked up by Holdridge. Long pass back down the floor here to Hasty. Underneath the basket, her shot is up and in. Paige Hasty scores. Adams Central had the ball tipped into the backcourt. Holdridge retrieves it and quickly got it back down the floor to Hasty, and she scores. And now Tim Marker calls the timeout. AC having problems inbounding the basketball again. And Tim Marker at the count of 4 calls the timeout. So it's all Holdridge here in the first quarter of play. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break. 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Holdridge 16, Adams Central 7.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. It is 16-7. Holdridge out on top here in girls high school basketball action tonight. We got the boys game immediately following this one. So big night of high school basketball here as we tip off the 2010-2011 season for the Patriots. Had the Tigers last night. Here's Adams Central working the ball, and a pass is going to be intercepted by Hasty. Hasty back for Holdridge. Here's a feed into the lane. It's shot up and in by Chelsea Morton. Morton now with 6 points in the ball game, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Throwing up a shot from the deep right corner is Cheyenne Gotch. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Adams Central trailing early in girls high school basketball. It's Holdridge 18, Adams Central 7.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465. Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Back of the Patriot Gym. Adams Central just 2 out of 9 from the field in the first quarter of play, 8 of 16 for Holdridge, and the Patriots turn the ball over 9 times in the first quarter. And it's 18-7. Holdridge has got the lead, so the Dusters out of the gates in a hurry here. Adams Central trying to battle back. Paige Hasty, the all-stater from Holdridge, has already got 7 points in the basketball game. So Adams Central, the opening possession here in the second quarter. On the wing is going to be Emily Boniface with the ball. Boniface out to a Cheyenne Gotch, dribbles once, comes to the near side. Ball handled there by Jessica Lynn Blad. Now to Gotch, dribble penetration, stops at the top of the three-point circle. Gets it to Emily Boniface. Now we'll try the left side down to the baseline. Here's Lynn Blad. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Pfeiffer. Her shot is no good. And the rebound to Kayla Carlson. Adams Central now 2 out of 11 from the field here in his first half of play. Here's Carlson with the ball down in the corner to Miranda Karn. Karn comes out to Lauren Hafe at the point, dribbles it down the left side of the lane, stops there, goes to Carlson at the free throw line. Now on the wing, on the right side to Morton. They work a little triangle around here. Here's Karn from the left side of the lane. It's up and in from the elbow. Miranda Karn scores there for Holdridge. That's her first field goal in the ball game. It is 20-7. Holdridge out on top by 13 points early. Adams Central, Jessica Lindblad has got it. Lindblad out to Bullen. Now on the left side, here's a long-range jumper from three that's going to be no good by Boniface. We got a foul and a rebound. It was grabbed by Holdridge, but a personal foul is going to be whistled here on AC. It's going to go on Cheyenne Gotch. That's going to be your second. That's team foul number 7 already on the Patriots here in this ball game. So we're going to walk to the other end, and we're going to have a bunch of free throws up here in this first half. We're only down to 6:52 to play in the second quarter, and Holdridge is already in the bonus situation. The Dusters have committed 4 fouls, so we've had 11 fouls called already in the first quarter in 2 minutes. Going to the free throw line for Holdridge is going to be Lauren Hafe. Her shot is up there. It's good. First field goal, actually their first free throw of the night for Hafe. She averaged 7.9 in the season a year ago. Holdridge very successful last year. They were 17-7. Made it to the state tournament before losing to Seward. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Hafe cans a pair, and the Holdridge lead is now 22-7. Holdridge scored the first 10 points here in the ball game and have not looked back. Adams Central with the ball. Janessa Bullen has got it down to Cheyenne Gotch. Her pass down the lane is going to be tipped, but it's picked up here by Pfeiffer. Down in the corner, here's a long-range jumper up and in. Janessa Bullen hits a three-pointer there for AC. She hit 40% from three-point territory a season ago. Now we got a personal foul on Gotch, and that's going to be number three on her. Aldridge bringing the ball off the floor, and Cheyenne Gotch is whistled for the personal foul. She's going to have to come out. Here comes a Brianna Shuck back into the ballgame. Also checking in for Holdridge is going to be Maggie Nelson. Nelson in and going out is going to be Chelsea Morton. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We are at the Patriot Gym. Last night we saw the Hastings High Tigers drop both ends of their doubleheader against the Seward Blue Jays. And tonight we see Adams Central starting their 2010-2011 season. Not a good start here for the Adams Central girls. They are trailing. Lauren Hafe hits her third free throw of the night. It's now a 23-10 ball game in favor of the Dusters. We got 6 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Lauren Hafe eyes the bucket. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Leslie Pfeiffer has got the rebound down to Janessa Bullen. Here come the Patriots again. They get it on the far sideline to Shuck. She launches up a 3 ball. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hasty. Long pass down to Florida. Lauren Hafe mishandles the ball but picks it up on the baseline. Now back inside to Hasty. And her shot is up and in. Paige Hasty now with 9 points in the ball game. She scored 28 against the Patriots a season ago. Already 9 points here, and it's 25-10. Holdridge with the lead. Janessa Bullen with the ball. Janessa dribbling with the right hand into the offensive zone. Bounce pass on the right side to Emily Boniface. Boniface holds it. Now angles in toward basket. Can't put up a shot. Bounce pass comes back out on top to Bullen. Dribble penetration. Throws up a little 12-footer. It's going to be no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Leslie Pfeiffer is going to be the guilty party for AC, a rebounding foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 9 already on the Patriots. Here comes that rotation back in again. 5 more players in, 5 players out for Adams Central. Tim Marker trying to find a little spark here offensively. So 9 team fouls on Adams Central already. And now the Dusters will go back to the free throw line at the 5:51 mark. Last foul went on Pfeiffer. That's going to be her second. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Carlson. It's going to be no good, and the battle for the rebound is brought down by AC. So Carlson misses on the free throw attempt. Adams Central has got it back in their offensive zone. Niemeyer has got it now for Adams Central. Sydney pounds the ball inside, wide open. There's Bailey Parr. Her shot is up and in. Somebody lost her inside. Bailey Parr gets loose there for Adams Central. Not a girl around there for the Holdridge Dusters in the paint. 25-12 is the score now. Adams Central down by 13 points. Holdridge back with the ball. There's a long-range jumper from the corner by Maggie Nelson. That's going to be no good. We got a rebounding foul. A rebounding foul on Holdridge. It's going to go on Miranda Karn. That's going to be a first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Dusters here in the first half. 5:21 to play until halftime. End of the ball game now for Holdridge. Checking in there is going to be Rachel Jeldon. Rachel Jeldon now into the ball game for Holdridge. Now we got a jump ball back here in backcourt. Holdridge was tied up on the play. Going down to the hardwood was Maggie Nelson. They have got a bunch of freshmen on this Holdridge roster. In fact, we've seen two of them already in the ballgame, Burr and Al Jeldon. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in this first half, it's 25-12. Holdridge has got the lead. Now the officials trying to get things straightened away here. They had a jump ball situation. The arrow pointing in favor of Holdridge. Adams Central is going to inbound the ball. Officials got that corrected. Now Holdridge will play things in. Paige Hasty has got it down to a Lauren Hafe. Hafe out here in three-point territory. Angles toward the basket. Her shot from 10. She banks one home. Hafe now with 5 points in the basketball game. It is 27-12. Holdridge out on top. Inbounds pass. He'll be slapped back out of bounds here. Adams Central will try it again. The move down here in the Coffin corner. Right side of the basket. Adams Central looking to play things in. Bailey Parr will finally get it in. Here come the Patriots down the far sideline. Anna Queen has got it. Queen down in Niemeyer trying to get away. And we got a double dribble violation. Pressure out there by the All-Stater and Paige Hasty. And a double dribble violation is called on Adams Central. 27-12. The Holdridge Dusters out on top here in high school basketball action. Girls up first. The guys go here in a little bit. Lauren Hafe has got it on the break for Holdridge. Takes it down to the baseline. Double team there. Comes out on the wing on the right side to Chelsea Morton. Cross court pass to Nelson. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Hasty goes after the rebound. Now a jump ball is called. Well, that's Jeldon going after the ball there. And a jump ball is called. The arrow this time pointing in favor of Adams Central. So the Patriots will play things in here in backcourt. 4:43 to play until halftime. Adams Central has got it. Here's Anna Queen. She loses control of the ball. She crosses the 10-second line. Another turnover on AC. Long pass down to four. They get it to Carlson. Her shot no good. High end of the air for the rebound is Bailey Parr of Adams Central. She falls down, and now we got a foul called on Holdridge. Very ragged here in the first half of play. Personal is going to be whistled here on Maggie Nelson of Holdridge. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number six on the Dusters. Adams Central is at nine here in the first half. Back into the ball game now for AC is going to be Emily Boniface. High school basketball action tonight on 1230 KHIS. We're at the Patriot Gym, the season opener for Adams Central here tonight as they take on the Holdridge Dusters in this girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hayes, and a nice pass there to Carlson, and she lays it in. Another turnover on AC. And now here's Holdridge. They steal the ball again. Morton gets the ball away to Carlson. She drives, shoots, and scores. So Kayla Carlson with back-to-back field goals there for the Dusters off of turnovers, and is now 31-12, and now Tim Marker has seen enough. Adams Central calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here until halftime. The score is Holdridge 31, Adams Central 12.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym here tonight. 31-12 is the score. Holdridge is out on top. The Dusters scored the first 10 points of this basketball game, led 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. And if you missed it, the Hastings College women's soccer team beat Baker today in the semifinals of the NAIA National Tournament down in Decatur, Alabama. So Hastings will play for the national championship tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. They'll play either Azusa Pacific out of California or Lee College out of Tennessee for the national championship. Hastings College men playing tonight in the semifinals against William Jewell out of Missouri. They're playing down in Orange Beach, Alabama. Adams Central can't convert on their offensive end, and now Holdridge has the ball tipped out of bounds as they come back in their offensive zone. 31-12 is the score. The Holdridge Dusters out on top of AC here in girls high school basketball. Tim Marker continues to go to the bench here. Checking back in is going to be Anna Queen for AC. Jessica Lindblad also back into the ball game for the Patriots. It's going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball way out here to Lauren Hafen, three-point territory around the screen. Takes it down in the corner. Here's Nelson. Her shot is up and in. Maggie Nelson throws up a three ball from the deep left corner. It's like target practice here tonight for Holdridge. It's now 34-12. The Dusters out on top by 22 early in the ball game. Here's Emily Boniface, and she's called for stepping out of bounds. So Boniface had the ball here on the near sideline, and she's called for stepping out of bounds. 14 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ball game. 34-12 is the score. 3.5 to play. Lauren Hafe has got the ball for the Dusters. Goes over on the wing to Morton. She pounds the ball inside to Hasty, and a foul is going to be called. I'm sure this is not the start that Tim Marker wanted here tonight. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central, and going to the free throw line will be Paige Hasty for Holdridge. The officials even having a tough time getting started. They signaled 41, but 41 is at the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on 31 of Adams Central. That's going to be Leslie Pfeiffer. Hey, it's the first game. Shot from the free throw line by Hasty is up and in. Hasty now with 10 points already in the contest. Averaged 15 points and 6 rebounds per game a season ago. And the Holdridge lead is now 23 points. It is 35-12 in favor of the Dusters. Hasty will have one more. Puts it up there. The shot is good. 36-12. Holdridge now with a steal in backcourt, but they lose control of it out of bounds. Miranda Karn had her hands on it there for the Dusters, but lost the ball back out of bounds. So AC avoids that bullet there, and they'll try to play things in. Bailey Parr will get it in. And again, the ball is tapped out of bounds by Karn. Now AC just having problems inbounding the basketball because Miranda Karn is all over the baseline there for the Dusters. Bailey Parr will attempt to play things in again, this time to the left of the basket down here. Carlson will guard the out-of-bounds trigger girl there. AC finally gets it in. Janessa Boland down the far sideline, pulls up on the wing. Now she's double-teamed. Bounce pass goes deep in the corner on the left side, and the basketball is going to be taken away by Boniface, or from Boniface. Going back to the other way is Chelsea Morton, and her shot is up and in. Turnover on AC and results in points at the other end by Chelsea Morton. It is 38-12, and things are starting to unravel if they have not already, as AC just turns it over again as they come back into their offensive zone. Just playing too fast right now against Holdridge. The Dusters got him in a running game, and that's not going to be AC style here for a while. 38-12 is the score. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Patriot Gym. The Dusters again come back the other way. Down the lane, Carlson takes it all the way to the basket, lays it up there left-handed, and she scores. 8 points now for Carlson. 40-12. The Dusters ranked number 5 in the Lincoln Journal Star preseason poll. They get another turnover. Driving to the hole is Morton. This time her driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bailey Parr. Parr gets it now to Anna Queen. Her pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted by Hasty. Boy, how many times are we going to say this tonight? Another turnover on AC. Holdridge has got the ball back in their offensive zone. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go. It is 40-12. Adams Central trailing here in the second quarter. There's Lauren Haith. Goes down in the corner to the left side to Maggie Nelson. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Boniface. She drives to the layup. Her shot's going to be no good. Follow shot by Parr. No good. Rebound loose. Battle for Parr. Grabs it for AC. Goes back up and misses the shot. Rebound Paige Hasty. Outlet pass comes to the near side now to Lauren Haith. Dribbles into the offensive zone here for the Dusters. Haith comes out here in 3-point territory. Backs it on out. Meyer. Here comes a couple other substitutes coming in there for AC early in this ball game. Kaylee Rader is going to check in now for Adams Central as well. So Tim Marker trying to find somebody that's going to ignite this ball club. They're trailing by a score of 40-12. Under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Hasty down in the corner now to Nelson. Shot for three is good. Maggie Nelson has now nailed 2 3-pointers in the ball game. It is 43-12. Holdridge out on top of Adams Central in girls high school basketball. Here's another pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted again by the Dusters. Boy, they're not letting up here. Minute and 25 seconds to play, driving the baseline. Holdridge has it. Bounce pass over here to Nelson. Her shot is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Adams Central. We got a foul called. Bernasek getting the rebound there for AC, but a personal foul is going to be whistled on Holdridge. A minute and 17 seconds to play. Second quarter. That's going to be the 7th team foul now on the Dusters. So AC will go to the free throw line. Bernasek will go to the line here for Adams Central. Holdridge led at the end of the first quarter 18-7. It is now 43-12. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. There's a free throw coming up there from Sydney. Her shot is up and in. Patriots now down by 30. 43-13. Here comes the next one. It's up there. It is good. So Sydney hits a couple of free throws, and now we got a whistle. And what do we have here? Making sure everybody is set. Now we're ready to go. That free throw broke an 18-0 run there by Holdridge. It's been a while since the Patriots have scored. Here's a steal now by AC and backcourt. A shot for the baseline. It's up and in. And a foul is going to be called. Dorothy Johnson gets the field goal there for Adams Central. Well, Jim Marker is deep into the bench already. So Johnson gets the field goal, and she was fouled in a play by Juliana Burr for Holdridge. It's now 43-16. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Holdridge. Kayla Carlson has got the rebound for the Dusters. Goes over to Chelsea Morton. Down on the baseline on the left side, comes out to Carlson, top of the key, down in the corner to Karn. Her shot bombs away, no good, rebound Haif. They work it back to Karn. Over here in the corner on the left side, she dribbles to the left side of the lane, loses control. It is picked up again by Holdridge, by Carlson, and she's going to be hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to be called in AC. 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 43-16. The Patriots are trailing. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Lauren Haif. Around the screen, moves it down the right side of the lane. Stomps and pops. Her shot's going to be too strong. Offensive rebound, Carlson. She loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. 39 seconds to go now. The Patriots down 43-16. You got the boys' game coming up for you next here on 1230 KHIS. Here's AC back in the offensive attack. Brianna Shuck has a pass intercepted. Back the other way. Morton shot is up and in. Boy, turnover points just like that. Morton has now got 10 points in the ballgame. It's now 45-16. Patriots trailing by a bunch here in the second quarter. And Adams Central looks like a very inexperienced young basketball team. There's a turnaround jumper. It's up and in by Niemeyer. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. There's a Chelsea Morton with the ball now for Holdridge. Comes across the top. They get it to Carlson. Bombs away for three. They bury another one. Carlson now in double figures with 11 points, and that is the end of the first half of play. Holdridge out of the gate. They put up 48 points against Adams Central in the first half of play. Wow. So the Class B fifth-rated team in the Lincoln Journal Star preseason poll out of the gates early for the 2010-2011 season. 48 points against the Adams Central defense here in the first half. We'll take a break. We're at halftime. The score, Holdridge 48, Adams Central 18.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central here tonight. Not a good start for the Adams Central girls basketball team. Patriots are trailing the Holdridge Dusters here at the break by a score of 48-18. Holdridge got out to a 10-0 lead in the ball game, and it wasn't until that point that Adams Central scored a point. They trailed 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. Holdridge then had a period there in the second period that they went on an 18-0 run, and the Patriots getting outscored in the second quarter 30-11. And the Dusters now have a 48-18 advantage over Adams Central as the boys state tennis team, the Class B state champions from 2010, being honored here at halftime of the ball game. They just revealed the championship flag that'll be up on the wall here soon at AC. So the boys state tennis team wins the Class B state championship this past fall, and that'll be anchored up here on the end of the wall at the Patriot Gym. But the Adams Central girls basketball team trailing here at halftime on a score of 48-18. Paige Hasty, the all-sitter we talked about during the pregame show, with 11 points in the ballgame here at halftime. So Holdridge with a lead over AC, 48-18 in girls high school basketball. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures! Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central trailing by 30 points here at halftime. Not a good start for Tim Marker and AC. Check the scoring for you in the first half. Adams Central, they led so far by Sydney Niemeyer. She came off the bench to hit a couple of field goals and 4 points. Janessa Bolin has been held to only a 3-point field goal here in the first half. Cheyenne Gotch has got a field goal for two. Sydney Bernasek has got a couple of free throws and two attempts for 2 points. Brianna Shuck has got two free throws and two attempts for 2 points. Bailey Parr has got a field goal for two, and Leslie Pfeiffer, one out of two from the free throw line for 1 point. Also into the ball game late in that first half and getting a free throw was Georgie Johnson, one out of two, actually 0 out of one from the stripe there for Georgie Johnson. So Adams Central with only 18 points on the board here at halftime, trailing Holdridge 48-18. The Duster is being led by Paige Hasty. She has got 11 points in the ball game. Hasty has knocked down 1 3-pointer, and she's got 3 2-point field goals. And she is also 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 11 points. Kayla Carlson has got 11 points in the game. She's got 4 field goals, and she's knocked down a 3-pointer. She is 0 of 1 from the stripe. Also in double figures is Chelsea Morton. So Holdridge has got 3 players already in double figures here at halftime. Chelsea Morton has got 5 field goals and 10 points. Other scorers, Maggie Nelson has hit a couple of trays. She has got 6 points. Lauren Hafe has got a field goal, and she is 3 of 4 from the free throw line for 5. Erica Stoltz has got a field goal for 2. Actually, she's added a free throw as well. She's got 3 points here in the first half, and Miranda Karn has got a field goal and 2 points. Holdridge unofficially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. The big story, Adams Central, 22 turnovers here in the first half against the Holdridge defense. They had 9 in the first quarter alone. So 22 turnovers for Adams Central in the first half of play. And you look up on the scoreboard, and that's the big reason why. The Patriots are trailing by 30 points here at halftime. It's Holdridge 48, Adams Central 18. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central trailing here in girls' high school basketball is 48-18. Shooting numbers in the first half, Adams Central hitting only 6 out of 21 from the field. They are 1 out of 4 from three-point territory. Holdridge hitting 19 out of 34 from the field. They are 4 out of 6 from three-point range. Rebounds are tied up here at halftime at 15 apiece. Bailey Parr is the leading rebounder for Adams Central in the first two quarters. She has got 5. Meanwhile, for the Holdridge Dusters, Kayla Carlson has got 6. Adams Central trailing here at halftime, the score 48-18. Earlier tonight, the Hastings College women's soccer team beat Baker University in the NAIA National Tournament. Down in Decatur, Alabama. That was in the semifinals today. Hastings 3 and Baker 1. So Hastings will play for the national championship tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock against either Azusa Pacific or Lee College of Tennessee. That ball game is going on tonight. Hastings College men's soccer team on the field right now. They're playing William Jewell in the semifinals of the national tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. If Hastings can win there, they would go to 24-0 in the season, and they would play for the national championship coming up at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So congratulations to the Hastings College women's soccer team. They will play for the national title tomorrow in Decatur, Alabama, against either Azusa Pacific or Lee of Tennessee. At halftime of our girls' high school basketball game here tonight, it's Adams Central trailing Holdridge by a score of 48-18. We've got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Of course, tomorrow we'll have Hastings College basketball for you. The Broncos will take on the Red Raiders out of Northwestern. Northwestern women's basketball team is ranked number one in the nation. And they'll be taking on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader at Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll have both games for you here on 1230 KHAS, 1:45 for the pregame show tomorrow afternoon. So Hastings College women's team have lost 4 out of their last 5 ball games, and they'll try to get well tomorrow against a very good basketball team in Northwestern. Undefeated on the season at 10 wins and no losses. We'll have the action for you tomorrow from Lynn Farrell Arena, again beginning at 1:45, Northwestern and Hastings on 1230 KHIS. We're sneaking up on the second half here at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central with a lot of wood to chop. A lot of wood to chop in the second half. They're down by 30 points. It is 48-18. We'll take another break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Holdridge uses an 18-0 run in the second quarter of play, and they are staked out to a 30-point lead here at halftime. It is 48-18 as Adams Central comes back out on the floor. Janessa Boland looks like the original starters. Tim Marker has been shuttling players in and out. It's been like an ice hockey line change. Five in, five out throughout most of the first half of play, trying to find a combination that's going to blend together here and get something done by the Adams Central offense. Right now they're down by 30 as Holdridge has got the opening possession. They Taken to the left side of the lane. The Haith now back out on the wing. Here's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good. Shot taken by Stoltz. Now the ball is loose here on the baseline. It's recovered by the Dusters. Stoltz has got it back the other way. Loses control. Picks it up on the far sideline. Picked up out there now by Emily Boniface of AC. AC trying to turn up their defensive pressure here to start off this third quarter of play. Carlson has got it. Comes over here to Morton. Morton falls down with the ball, and a traveling violation is called. So Chelsea Morton is whistled for a traveling violation. That's eight turnovers now on the Dusters in the ballgame. The Patriots plagued by 22 turnovers in the first half. Thus, they are trailing by 30 as 48-18. Adams Central now back with the offensive charges here. It's going to be a Janessa Bullen. Comes over here to Emily Boniface. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Losing control of the ball is Gotch, and it goes out of bounds. It was tipped out of her hands. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in. Gotch is driving the baseline right to left underneath the basket there. Lost control of the ball, but it was tipped out of bounds. AC will play things in. Emily Boniface holds the ball. Bounce pass mishandled there by Janessa Bullen. Scramble is on. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will have another chance. Patriots will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Emily Boniface will trigger things in. Boniface holds it. Lobs it over here to a Janessa Bullen at the wing, left side of the lane. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Holdridge stays with a man-to-man defense. Left side is Emily Boniface. Free throw line extended. Bounce pass goes inside. It's tipped out of bounds again. Trying to get the ball to Leslie Pfeiffer. That has not been an easy entry pass there for the Patriot guards. Holdridge all over that pass there. Nothing has been easy for AC tonight. Boniface will inbound the ball again. They get it over here to a Cheyenne Gotch. He nearly has it taken away. Gotch puts it on the floor, dribbles in the lane. Bounce pass goes down low. It is mishandled and is picked up here by Carlson. Kayla Carlson has got the ball now for Holdridge. Long pass down the floor. They get to Stoltz. She drives for the layup. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Pfeiffer. Leslie Pfeiffer now for Adams Central. Down the far sideline and contact made. Foul called. They got the ball to Cheyenne Gotch, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Holdridge. It's going to go on Lauren Haith. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Dusters. End of the ball game now. Maggie Nelson for Holdridge, and checking out is going to be Erica Stoltz. 48-18. Holdridge has got the lead, a 30-point lead. Nobody has scored yet here in the second half. We're down to 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Janessa Bullen around a defender, drives it down the left side of the lane, loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And we'll see. They will give it here to the Patriots. They say it was knocked out of her hands. Morton may have got her hands in there for the Dusters. Adams Central plays things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Emily Boniface comes to the free throw line. Janessa Bullen drives it down the paint. Puts it up off the window. Misses the shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. Morton runs her back the other way for the Dusters. Brings it back to the center of the floor. There's Lauren Haith down in the corner now to Maggie Nelson. Inside again to Hasty. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Patriots. Bailey Parr gets her sixth rebound of the ballgame. Still, nobody has scored in the second half. We played almost 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Janessa Bullen with it now. Free throw line extended left side. Tries to drive it. Gives it away now to Bailey Parr. On the dribble, takes it to the back to the top of the key. To Boniface. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted now by Holdridge. Coming back the other way is going to be Morton. She loses control of the ball. Picks it up on the baseline. Now she's trapped. Gets it back out here to Carlson. Carlson to Haith. Inside to Hasty. Back out on the wing left side. Three-pointer put up there. It is no good by Nelson. Follow shot good. And it's now a 50-18 ball game. Here's a feed to the left wing. That's going to be Emily Boniface. Her bounce pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Here comes Holdridge back the other way. That's Lauren Haves. She dumps it off down low, and a shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton. Morton now with 12 points in the ball game. And it's 52-18. There's a long-range jumper by Bullen. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Haith. Lauren Haith dribbles back the other way for the Dusters. Goes over on the far sideline now to Carlson. Takes it down to the baseline. It's the ball ripped out of there by Cheyenne Gotch, and the jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Holdridge. 52-18 is the score. We're down to 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Here comes that ice hockey line change again. Five in, five out. And the Dusters will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. Leading 52-18. The fifth-ranked team in the preseason poll in Class B. Here's a shot. They bank one home. Whitney Wagner banks one home from the elbow left side of the lane. It's now 54-18. Holdridge has scored the first 6 points here in the third quarter. In addition to that 18-0 run they had in the second quarter, and they have opened up a huge lead over AC. There's a pass cross court. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted again. Taken away by Wagner. Long pass down to Florida Nelson. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Patriots. AC has got it back the other way. Adam Central going to try to set up things. Raider has got it now. Kaylee Raider for the Adam Central Patriots. Comes over here to Anna Queen. Down low on the baseline to Lindblad. She drives, puts up a shot left-handed. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up again. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Paige Hasty. Long pass down to floor. It's over the head of Morton out of bounds. Hasty trying to get something going there. She throws it over the head of Chelsea Morton. It goes out of bounds. So that's 10 turnovers now on Holdridge. Adam Central has now got 26. Wow. 26 turnovers and 18 points on the board here in the first game of the season. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adam Central trots the ball back the other way. Anna Queen on the dribble. Takes it to the right sideline. Bounce pass goes to Brianna Shuck. Her shot from just inside the free throw line is up and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Shuck. She's now got 4 points in the contest. 54-20. They feed inside to the big post player in there for Holdridge. Now they kick it out on the wing on the right side. Here's a shot by Nelson. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to AC. So Holdridge now with some new folks into the ball game as well. That's Morgan Hamling at that post position. Morgan Hamling is another freshman for the Dusters. There's a shot taken in the lane. It's going to be up and in. That's Brianna Shuck again. Brianna Shuck gets her second field goal of the ball game. And now it's a 54-22 ball game. Here's Hamling off with a baseline. Her shot is up and in. So Morgan Hamling, the freshman, at 5'10", hits a bucket there for Holdridge, and that makes the score 56-22. Here's Raider. She's going to fire up a three ball. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. May not even touch the thing. Adam Central saves it from going out of bounds, though. It's picked up by Brianna Shuck at the free throw line. Sends it down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wagner. Long pass down to Ford. Grabbing the ball. Shooting and missing is Karn. Rebound Hamling, and she's fouling the play. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the third quarter, 56-22. Holdridge has got the lead. Morgan Hamling will go back to the free throw line here for Holdridge. And now we got a timeout from Tim Marker. Adam Central wants to talk things over here. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play in this third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Holdridge 56, Adam Central 22.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 2:55 to play here in the third quarter. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 56-22. Holdridge out on top of Adams Central here. The Dusters scoring the first 10 points in the ball game, led 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. It was 48-18 at halftime. The Dusters not letting up here in the third, 56-22. Morgan Hamling will go to the free throw line now, the 5'10" freshman for the Dusters. Her shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and down. So the Hastings High girls basketball team had a tough opener last night. They faced the number one ranked team in Class B. That was Seward, and got handled pretty well last night, 81-29. And now the Patriots seeing the fifth ranked team in Class B, and same result here. It's now 57-22. Holdridge tied up on the rebound. The arrow is pointing in favor of the Dusters, so Adams Central will stay here on defense. Holdridge will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. There's Erica Stoltz back into the ball game now to get it to Hastings. Kicks it back out to Stoltz. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Erica, deep in the corner here for Holdridge. Back out to Miranda Karn. Now to Stoltz. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline here. Back out to Miranda Karn. Her pass is deflected back to Karn. Over on the wing on the left side, as Holdridge has got some new folks in there. That's Juliana Burr back in there for the Dusters. The Karn now inside to Hasty. Her shot is up there no good, and she's hacked on the arm. Adams Central, just no answer for Hasty inside. Tim Walker talked about it during the pregame show. He knew it was going to be a tough matchup, and AC has not been able to handle her inside, although she's got only 11 points in the ballgame. It's opened up a lot of other things here for the Holdridge offense. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hasty has got 12 points in the ballgame. It's 58-22. Dusters have the lead. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there. It rattles around and down to the hole. End of the ballgame now is Maggie Nelson. 2:29 to play in the third quarter. High school basketball tonight. It's 59-22. Adams Central trailing here in this basketball game. The early season schedule is not going to be an easy one for AC. They've got Kearney Catholic. They've got Ord. All coming up here early in the season. And now Adams Central turns the ball away again. 27 turnovers. 27 turnovers now on the Adams Central basketball team. Holdridge will come back with Miranda Karn on the dribble. Takes it over there to Erica Stoltz. Pounds it inside again. That's Hasty. Her shot this time hits the side of the glass. Rebound comes down to Bailey Parr, and she's called for stepping on the inline. So they limit Holdridge there to just one attempt anyway. They got the rebound, but Parr was out of bounds. So Holdridge will get it back anyway. They'll inbound the ball baseline right side underneath their own hoop. 2:12 remaining in the third quarter. It's 59-22. Adams Central trailing here in the basketball game. Miranda Karn will inbound the ball here for the Dusters. Ball is going to be tipped out here in three-point territory. It's going to be picked up on the dribble, driving for the hole, shooting and scoring for AC is Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer tips the ball away and then took the ball down the floor there for AC. Gets her first field goal of the ball game, 59-24. Patriots trailing here in the ball game with under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Deep in the right corner, here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Maggie Nelson, and the rebound comes down to Janessa Bullen for AC. Bowen, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Takes it to the right side of the floor as Holdridge stays with a man-to-man. Here's Janessa trying to use a screen. Moves the ball down in the left corner to Brianna Schuck. Her shot no good. Ball is picked up on the hop there in the lane by Lauren Hafe. Long pass down the floor to Maggie Nelson. Lobs it down low. Hasty grabs it, shoots and scores, and she's fouled in the play. Paige Hasty scores again for Holdridge. She has now got 15 points in the ball game. She'll have a chance to out of that total right here, she was fouled in a play. Had 28 against the Patriots a season ago. The personal foul is whistled on Bailey Parr. That's going to be her second foul. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Cheyenne Gotch. Going out will be Shuck. Also checking in for Holdridge is going to be Whitney Wagner. A minute and 28 seconds to play third quarter. It's 59-24. Shot from the free throw line good. Hasty hits the three-point play here. She is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Adams Central will play things in. to 24 on that three-point play now by Paige Hasty. Gets the field goal and the one. Here's Cheyenne Gotts with the ball now. Comes across the top to Emily Boniface, having problems with it. Now gets it into the hands of Janessa Bolin. Bolin now to Cheyenne Gotts. Takes it to the elbow. Hands it away to Janessa. Bolin here on the left side of the lane. Back out here to Cheyenne Gotts. Bounce pass on the right side. Nice feed back down low. Here's a shot by Pfeiffer. It's no good, and the foul is going to be called. AC working that possession pretty well as they got the open look from Leslie Pfeiffer right in front of the basket, but they could not convert. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Pfeiffer. She was fouled in the play there by the Dusters. Hamling picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Shot for the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good. Adams Central hit 5 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half. Pfeiffer is now 1 out of 3. She'll have another shot here. She was mauled in the act of shooting. A minute and 1 second to play, 62-24. Next shot is up there. It's good by Pfeiffer. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Janessa Bowman. She works with it. Now she's double-teamed, trying to get rid of the pass, and it's deflected back out of bounds. So AC got the turnover there, exactly what they wanted, but again, they could not convert offensively. AC will have to play things in. In their offensive zone here, right underneath their basket to the right side. Some more steps coming in there for head coach Tim Marker. Bernasek will inbound the ball now for Adams Central. As she hangs onto it here, bounce pass is going to be intercepted. intercepted by Wagner. Long pass down to the floor. They get it to Haif. Haif drives it down the right side of the lane. It is cut off there by Adam Central's Raider. Back outside is a long-range jumper by Wagner. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds in the corner. It's going to be AC ball. Adam Central hit only 6 of 21 shots in the first half. They're behind 48-18. Holdridge was 19 out of 34 from the field in the first two quarters. Duster is now leading by a score of 62-25. There's the ball deflected back out of bounds there. Over there for Adam Central was Anna Queen. Patriots will inbound the ball. And again, the Dusters will shuttle some more players into the ball game here. 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. We've got the boys' game coming up next between the Dusters and the Patriots. So stay with us. Anna Queen has got the ball now for AC out here in three-point territory. Anna Queen dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass will go here to Bernasek. Bernasek gets away, takes it to the top of the three-point arc. Down to Raider. Haley Raider takes it inside the free throw circle. Feeds down to Anna Queen. Drives the baseline. Shot is up there. It is no good. We got a foul called. A personal foul will be whistled here on Holdridge. I'll tell you what, the guys in the black and white suits getting a workout here in this one. Getting their money's worth, so to speak. 62-25 is the score. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Emily Buck of Holdridge. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Anna Queen. Queen is a 5'4" sophomore for head coach Tim Marker. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Anna Queen gets in the scorebook here. That's her first point on the evening. It's now 62-25. Holdridge with the lead. Anna Queen will have one more. She stirs to the basket there. Takes a couple of practice dribbles. Fires it up there, and the shot is good. So Queen hits a pair. 62-26. Holdridge coming back now with the ball. Maggie Nelson has got it on the dribble. Comes to the near side. Now brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it into the offensive zone. Nelson holding on to the ball. 9 seconds to go. Now has problems with it. And Adam Central dives for the loose ball. And a jump ball is called. Bernasek getting in there to tie her up. And a jump ball is going to be called. The arrow pointing in favor of AC. So the Dusters turn the ball away here with 6.7 seconds to play. Adam Central playing things in. Anna Queen has got it behind his screen. From Lindblad, bounce pass comes over here to Raider, and they can't get a shot away before the horn sounds, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Adams Central still trailing in the basketball game. Girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Season opener for the Patriots, and the score, it's Holdridge 62, Adams Central 27.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kirsch Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kirsch Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KirschChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth quarter of play. It is 62-27. Holdridge will have the opening possession here in the fourth. They pound the ball back down low. Hasty shot is up and in. She has now got a total of 20 points in the basketball game, 11 in the first half, 9 more in the second half, and it's now 64-27. Patriots again having problems here offensively. Lost control of the ball. It is loose, picked up by Hasty, and now a traveling violation on Hasty. This has not been a well-played basketball game, gang. 13 turnovers now on Holdridge. 28 unofficially on Adams Central. Patriots will play things in. Janessa Bowen. We knew it was going to be ragged. It's the first game of the season, but I didn't think it was going to be this ragged. Cheyenne Gotch with the ball here for the Patriots. Dribbling with it to the top of the key. Now feeds over here to a Janessa Bowen. Trying to get away. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Down in the corner now to Emily Boniface. Boniface back out here to a Janessa Bowen. Drives it into the paint. Goes for the basket and scores. Janessa Bowen scores. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. 64-29. The Dusters out on top. at the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Lauren Hafe has got the ball. Hafe dribbling with it, brings it to the right side of the floor. Chelsea Morton. Morton now to Carlson. Feeds down low to Hasty. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Emily Boniface. Emily Boniface takes it over to the right sideline to Janessa Bolin. Back to the center of the floor. Here's a feed over here to a Cheyenne Gotch. Out of Bolin again, right at the top of the three-point circle. Holds it, lobs it into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Carlson. Turnover number 29 in the Patriots. We're down to 6.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Here's Lauren Hafe. Hafe for Holdridge. And now a mishandling ball is Morton. An unforced turnover there as Morton was open on the baseline. Hafe got her the ball, and she lost it out of bounds. 14 turnovers now on Holdridge. 64-29, the score remains. Adams Central walks it across the midcourt stripe now. The Patriots trying to get some resemblance of offense going here against a very good Holdridge basketball team here tonight. Wesley Pfeiffer, bounce pass out on top. That's going to be Bolin with the ball. She dribbles with it out here. Picked up by Lauren Hafe. Over on the wing, here's a Bailey Parr looking for a cutter. They can't get the ball to her. Bounce pass out on top to Gotch. She dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there, no good. Parr has the rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Bailey Parr now with 4 points in the basketball game, an offensive board and a putback, and it's now 64-31. And now the Dusters want to call a timeout. Trent Benjamin is up in front of the Holdridge bench. He sees something out there he doesn't like. He calls a timeout, 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 64, Adams Central 31.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. First game of two here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Holdridge and Adams Central will go at it in boys competition coming up at about 8 o'clock this evening. Here's a Morton. She drives toward the hole and another two to the whistle. Let's just say it was scheduled for 8 o'clock. The amount of fouls that we have seen in this one, probably going to be running a little bit late. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Adams Central. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Holdridge inbounding the ball. Lauren Hafe takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. That is Stoltz. Pounds it inside again to Hasty, and she goes up for the shot. She's fouled in the play. Paige Hasty will go back to the free throw line. Fouled in the play there. Hasty so far in the ball game has got 20 points. She's 5 out of 5 from the stripe. So we'll have a couple more shots right here. The All-Stater puts it up there and scores. That last foul went on Niemeyer for Adams Central. That's going to be her first. And now five more players coming to the ball game for Holdridge. Only four for the time being because Paige Hasty has one more free throw. 65-31. Holdridge out of the gates here. One of the better teams around in Class B. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And Hasty is probably done for the night. She's going to go to the bench now with 22 points. We still got 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in this basketball game. In between games, we'll have a little chat with new Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. He's now the head man for the Adams Central boys basketball team, so stick around for that. Adams Central again working with it, and they turn the ball over again as they try to go in the high post. Now here's an interception back the other way. Anna Queen drives for the hole, and she can't connect as she is fouled in the play. That is 30 turnovers unofficially on the Adams Central. Holdridge has got 15, so we've had 45 turnovers and a plethora of fouls called in this basketball game. Anna Queen goes to the free throw line now for Adams Central. She is 2 of 2 from the stripe. Her only points in the ball game. The shot is up there. It is good. Anna Queen will have one more. 66-32 is the score. Adams Central trailing. It has not been a contest here tonight. The Patriots fell behind early. In fact, Holdridge scored the first 10 points of the contest. Led 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. Next shot is up there by Queen. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Whitney Wagner. Here come the Dusters again. Miranda Karn has got it. Dribbles out top. as she works against Bernisek. Here's a bounce pass to the right side of the lane. It's going to be mishandled, and his ball is brought out of there by EC. Niemeyer has got it down for the Adams Central Patriots. Now to Anna Queen. Back into the offensive zone. That's going to be 16 turnovers on Holdridge. As a pass to Niemeyer on the far sideline, gets away, now dribbles the ball into the paint, throws up a shot. She's going to be fouled in the play. A personal foul going to be whistled on Jeldon for Holdridge. That's going to be your first team foul number 5 in the Dusters, but this will be a shooting situation as Niemeyer will go to the free throw line here for a couple of free throws as she was hacked in the act. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's hit a couple of field goals in this ball game, both of them in the first half. She got 4 points in the contest, 66-32. Next shot is up there. That one rims off. Offensive rebound by Raider. Follow shot, no good. And a rebound comes down to Whitney Wagner for Holdridge. The Miranda Karn down the far sideline. Karn has the ball tipped away. It's loose again. Adam Central had it. Anna Queen had it, and she lost control of it. And it's picked up here by Juliana Burr. For Holdridge, she gets away with a traveling violation. I think the officials are going to be just as happy to get in the locker room as the teams are. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Nelson. It's going to be no good. Raider gets the rebound for Adams Central. Raider down the far sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Now to Anna Queen at the elbow, takes it down to the baseline. Trapped there, double team, tries to get rid of it. Now a jump ball is called. Tied up on the play by Wagner. Had a double team in there as Juliana Burr also in there. All right, the Patriots send 5 more players in. Holdridge with 2, so this is a 7-player change here. The 4-minute and 12-second mark of this fourth quarter. Adams Central on the alternating jump will play things in. Pfeiffer gets it to Gotch, down in the corner again to Bolin. Her shot good, a 2-pointer. Janessa Bolin hits a long 2 as she dials one up. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 66-35. The Patriots are within 31 points. Just under 4 minutes to play here in this one. Miranda Karn to the top of the key. Feeds over there on the wing to Buck. Emily Buck now out here to a Maggie Nelson. Nelson gets away, dribbles to the free throw line to Miranda Karn. Hammers it inside to Hamling. Back to Karn. Top of the key now to Nelson. Right side again to Miranda Karn. Adams Central still in their man-to-man. Here's Emily Buck with the ball. Out here in three-point territory. Dribbles to the left side of the floor. They'll try that now. Here's Maggie Nelson. Takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Bounce pass out here to Miranda Karn. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play here in the ballgame, 66-35. Here's the ball tipped into the backcourt there by Cheyenne Gotch, but the ball is retrieved here by Holdridge. Going back to pick it up is going to be Burr. And now we got a timeout called here for Holdridge as Burr was trapped back here in the backcourt after the ball was tipped back there by the Patriot defense. So 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score, Holdridge 66, Adams Central 35.
Clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in this one, 66-35. Holdridge led at halftime, 48-18. This has not been a contest here tonight. Maggie Nelson loses control of the ball, and it's picked up by Adams Central. 17 turnovers now on Holdridge. Janessa Bolin has got it back in the offensive zone, trapped out here near the 10-second line. Gets it away to Emily Boniface. Boniface holds it, now puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the free throw circle, bounce pass to Pfeiffer, ball is tapped loose, the scramble is on again, a jump ball is called, and this time the arrow pointing in favor of Holdridge. 2:50 to play in the ball game. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Here's the ball, it's going to be deflected out of bounds here. It's going to be Holdridge playing things in backcourt. Ball is tipped as they do it, and it's going to be picked up again by Adams Central. The Patriots have it. Wesley Pfeiffer gets it out to Janessa Bolin. Fires up a 3-ball. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around in the lane. Picked up now by Hamling for Holdridge. Megan Hamling gets it under control for the Dusters. into the hands of Maggie Nelson, splits a couple of defenders, comes into the offensive zone. Another two to the whistle here. Another foul is going to be called at AC. This is going to go on Cheyenne Gotch. As many fouls as we have seen tonight, nobody has fouled out yet. Both teams went deep into the bench, and we've seen I think everybody that's suited up has been in the ball game here tonight, so the fouls have been pretty well spread amongst the 20 or so players we've seen in this ball game. Again, here's the ball. It's going to be tapped away in three-point territory. It's picked up by Adams Central at the other end of the floor. As Bolin, her shot is up and in. So Janessa Bolin is going to get into double figures now. She's got 10 points, 66-37. Patriots trailing here in the ball game. Here's a Juliana Burr now for Holdridge. Left side of the lane. Burr being hacked out there by Emily Boniface. Gets the ball away as Holdridge trying to finish things off here tonight. They'll spread the floor a little bit. And here's a pass that's going to be deflected, nearly intercepted by Bullen. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Ball was deflected and a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Boniface. That's going to be her first, and we're going to go to the free throw line again. Juliana Burr will go to the free throw line for Holdridge. She's a 5 foot 6 inch freshman that's into the ballgame. 66-37. Adams Central trailing in the ballgame. They'll drop their season opener here for 2010-2011. Shot is up there by Burr. That's going to be no good. We got a two to the whistle on the rebound. It was a jump ball, and the arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in. Got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Holdridge and Adams Central. The Patriots now coached by Zach Foster. Here's another pass that's deflected out of bounds, and the Patriots turn it away. 32 turnovers on Adams Central. 37 points. 66-37 is the score. Holdridge out on top. Dusters have the ball in their offensive end. Here's a Maggie Nelson with it out near the 10-second line. Goes over to Juliana Burr. Entry pass is going to be deflected away from Hamling. And another two to the whistle, and another foul is going to be called. Niemeyer picks up the foul for Adams Central. That's the second one on her. Going to the free throw line is going to be Hamling. And Tim Barker, for some unknown reason, wants to call a timeout here. 1 minute and 22 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Holdridge 66, Adams Central 37.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Well, out of the gate for girls high school basketball this year, it hasn't been pretty for either Hastings High or Adams Central. Last night, the Tigers took it on the chin, 81-29 in our first ball game of the year. And now we come back with this girls basketball game, and Holdridge is putting a whipping on the old Patriots here. It's now 67-37 as Megan Hamling hits the free throw. She's now 2 out of 3 from the stripe. Everybody wanting to get in the act here in the first game of the season. Hamling now with 4 points in the basketball game. Here comes the second one. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. So the Patriots will come back one more time. They're trailing now by 30 points again, 67-37. AC has got it. Here's a Shuck. She puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around on the baseline. Shuck grabs it. Now she falls down with the ball, and it goes out of bounds. And in the contest now, Jessica Lindblad. Here comes Bertasek back in there now for the Patriots. So Adams Central, a lot of work to do before the next ball game. They got one coming up tomorrow, but their first half of the schedule is brutal. Here's an inbound pass. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted here by AC. Anna Queen gets the interception. Goes down low to Jessica Lindblad. Turnaround jumper off of the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound Maggie Nelson for Holdridge. Runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Feeds down low. With the basketball down there, it's going to be Jeldon. Comes back on top, and a shot is up and in. That's Jamie Isaacson. Hits the long ball there for Holdridge, here's a turnaround jumper by Lindblad. For Adams Central, is going to be no good. One shot it out. And the rebound comes down to Juliana Bird down the right sideline. Gets it into the hands of Isaacson. Pounds the ball inside. Here's a shot up there by Jeldon that's no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. 25 seconds to go here in this one. And Tim Marker calls the timeout. 20.3 seconds to play. Adams Central on making a, well, let's keep it right here. They're going to make a couple of substitutions, get everybody into the ball game. Taylor Court is going to come in there now. Jamie Gilbert is going to check in for the final 20 seconds. So let's keep it right here. This just a substitution timeout here. Tim wanting to get everybody into the ball game here tonight. 69-37. Adams Central and Holdridge coming up in boys competition in just a few minutes. We'll have a chance to chat with new Patriot head coach Zach Foster in between ball games. So stick around for that as we get ready for the Patriots and the Dusters and boys competition here tonight. First week of the high school basketball season. There's a Brianna Shuck with the ball for AC. Her pass again is going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be lost out of bounds by the Patriots. And Holdridge will play things in. Isaacson will get things in down the right sideline to Burns. He has it tipped out of bounds. We're down to 12.4 seconds to play. Girls high school basketball action here tonight from 1230 KHIS. Juliana Burr will inbound the ball for the Dusters. We'll get it in out here in three-point territory. That's Isaacson with the ball. They work with her now with 5 seconds to go. Holdridge will fire up a shot here by Isaacson. It's no good. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. And that, my friends, is the basketball game. Not a good start for Adams Central here tonight as the Holdridge Dusters ranked number 5 in the preseason poll, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. They got to put a statement out there that the Holdridge Dusters are going to be for real again. This is a team that's gunning for their 7th straight district championship. They got to the state tournament last year before they lost out to the eventual state champion in Seward in the opening round, but the Holdridge Dusters is definitely a team that's got some firepower, and they open up the year with a convincing win here over the Adams Central Patriots. Final score, it was Holdridge 69, Adams Central 37. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central here tonight. High school basketball from 1230 KHAS and a girls game in the books tonight. Holdridge rolls past Adams Central in girls high school basketball. Final score of 69-37. This may be never in doubt as Holdridge got out of the gates. They scored the first 10 points of the ball game. They led 18-7 at the end of the first quarter. Then used an 18-0 run in the second quarter. The Dusters led by 30 at halftime, 48-18. It was just a matter of playing out the ball game here tonight. The Dusters leading 62-27 after three quarters. And Holdridge goes on to post a 32-point win over Adams Central in a season opener for both teams here tonight. Final score, Holdridge 69, Adams Central 37. Adams Central ended up with 33 turnovers in the ball game. Holdridge had 20. So we had 53, count them, 53 turnovers in the contest here tonight between these two teams. Paige Hastie led the way tonight for Holdridge. She ended up with 22 points in the ball game, 11 in the first half and 11 more in the second half. Kayla Carlson had 11 points. Also in double figures for the Dusters, Chelsea Morton, she had 12. So Hastie had 22, Chelsea Morton had 12, and Kaylee Carlson had 11 points. The other scores for Holdridge, we had Miranda Karn with 2. Lauren Hafe had 5 points. Erica Stoltz had 3. Maggie Nelson had 6 points. Whitney Wagner had 2. And Megan Hamling had 4 points. Holdridge unofficially 13 of 17 from the free throw line, and they had 20 turnovers in the ball game. Adams Central hit 9 out of 13 from the charity stripe here tonight. Plagued by turnovers all night long, really never got into the ballgame, really not into the flow offensively from the opening tap. 33 turnovers in the contest. Janessa Boland did hit double figures for AC. She ended up with 10 points in the ballgame. Brianna Shuck had 6. Other than that, not a whole lot of offense out of Adams Central tonight. Leslie Pfeiffer had 4. Bailey Parr had 4. Sydney Niemeyer had 4 points. Anna Queen had 3. Cheyenne Gotch had 2 points, and Sydney Bernasek had 2. So Adams Central loses their season opener here tonight to the Holdridge Dusters. Again, the final score in this one, 69-37. Holdridge leading at all the breaks here tonight, 18-7 at the end of the first quarter, 48-18 at halftime, 62-27 after 3. Again, the Dusters win it by the score of 69-37. We got the boys' game coming up next. Here on 1230 KHAS, we'll take a timeout right here, and when we come back, we'll chat with Adams Central boys basketball coach Zach Foster as our high school basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.